Several environmental groups in Maine are going to court in an effort to force the federal government to list the Kennebec River's Atlantic salmon population as endangered. Friends of Merrymeeting Bay, along with the Maine Toxics Action Coalition and the Washington, D.C.-based Center for Biological Diversity, say they intend to sue the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, over the issue. Friends of Merrymeeting Bay spokesman Ed Friedman says a federal review has already determined that the river's salmon population is in danger, but regulators have failed to take action.
You know, there will be a cost when we lose our species like this, and we may not know it today, may not know it tomorrow, but our kids will know it the next day or the next generation.
Friedman says a major culprit in the salmon's failure to thrive in the Kennebec is a group of four dams located in Waterville, Winslow, Fairfield, and Skowhegan. He says at one of the dams last year, only a handful of the fish showed up for the annual trapping and trucking operation.
I think last year they trapped between maybe 15 and 17 returning adult salmon at the Lockwood Dam. That's not a lot of fish.
NOAA Fisheries, formerly known as the National Marine Fisheries Service, has been reviewing the status of Atlantic salmon in the Gulf of Maine for years. In 2000, the fish were listed as endangered on several small rivers east of the Penobscot. But the Kennebec, in addition to the Penobscot and Androscoggin rivers, were not included. NOAA spokeswoman Terry Frady says further studies have been needed to determine whether the populations in those rivers are genetically distinct from Canadian and other plentiful strains.
My agency, NOAA, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are currently considering whether or not populations in other Maine rivers, including the Kennebec, should be included in the endangered Atlantic salmon population. And we do expect to have a decision on that and a proposal this summer.
State officials are reacting with dismay to the threatened lawsuit. Patrick Kelleher is the director of the Bureau of Sea-Run Fisheries and Habitat at Maine's Department of Marine Resources.
It's very regretful that that these groups think that they need to sue the federal government in order to expand protection of Atlantic salmon in the state instead of working with the state and the federal agencies cooperatively.
Kelleher says listing the Kennebec populations isn't likely to result in much more protection than the fish already have. He says that's because Maine has strict regulations in place to protect salmon in the Kennebec, Androscoggin, and Penobscot rivers. Kelleher says while NOAA has found sufficient evidence to consider listing the Kennebec's population under the Endangered Species Act, or ESA, he says that doesn't necessarily mean the agency will. Kelleher says the feds could also decide to impose less stringent protections or to maintain the status quo.
Anything, as far as I'm concerned, that the state will do under ESA will have to be done cooperatively and try to balance the needs of whether it's a hydropower industry or forestry industry. We need to balance those needs with protection of the resources, and it's creating that balance. It can be difficult, but what we find it's usually worth the effort to work through those, work through that cooperative process before you just drop a hammer in the name of the Endangered Species Act.
But Ed Friedman of Friends of Merrymeeting Bay says the feds have had long enough to decide whether the Kennebec's population is endangered. He says after 3 years of waiting, it's time to take the next step.
So what this notice is a notice, a 60-day notice, it's called. After 60 days, we will file a complaint or a lawsuit against the agencies for not having done their job.
Atlantic salmon populations in several Maine rivers east of the Penobscot have been listed as endangered for nearly 8 years. Pat Kelleher of Maine's Bureau of Sea-Run Fisheries says despite the years of additional protection, the fish populations in those rivers are not rebounding. Last year, he says, record low numbers of the fish returned to the rivers to spawn.